I'd like to share some insights into the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, of martyrdom, mostly based on a shiur that I heard a recording of by Rav Moshe Tversky, Zichrono Livracha, who was killed on Kiddush Hashem just about a year ago. Rav Tversky highlighted in the Rambam that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem seems to be a mitzvah that is incumbent on the Jewish community as a whole. And we see this in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem, that it's a mitzvah on the entire Beis Hashem. And this is demonstrated also in the Sefer Mitzvos, where the Rambam says, Zos hi mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem ha-mitzuvim ba kol b'nei Yisrael bichlalam, that it's a mitzvah on the Jewish people, and this word bichlalam, the entirety of the Jewish people together, has a mitzvah of b'mekadosh Hashem. And similarly, the Rambam continues to say that at the time of Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, during the times of Nebuchadnezzar, no one was mekadosh Hashem. Lo hayasham mekadosh Hashem shemayim. No one was doing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And this was a cherpa, a disgrace upon the Jewish people. Shenedra ha-mitzvah zos mikulam, that this mitzvah was non-existent among the Jewish people. And the cherpa seems to indicate that it was more of a disgrace than just if people weren't doing a particular mitzvah. But the Jewish people weren't fulfilling their purpose, their national purpose, their communal purpose, of being Mekadosh Hashem, and that was the Cherpa. And when Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah finally were Mekadosh Hashem, they almost like saved the Cherpa, that we couldn't say that, you know, looking at the Jewish people as a whole, we couldn't say that we failed because we succeeded through them. And even though others didn't, they stood for everybody else. So what we see from the Rambam, that this is a mitzvah, it's the purpose of the Jewish community and the Jewish people as a whole, Kol Beis Yisrael, that we're commanded bichlalam, and the cherpa is on the Jewish people as a whole. Similarly, the Rambam concludes in the Sefer Mitzvah and says, it's for this purpose that I took you out of Mitzrayim, Almanash Sheshkadshu Shmi Berabim, that the purpose of our being redeemed from Egypt was for the purpose of creating Kiddush Hashem, that is a national purpose. We were created as a nation when we left Mitzrayim, and the purpose of the Jewish people is to be Mekadesh Es Hashem, to create Kiddush Hashem. This mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Rav Tversky pointed out, is not so much about the sin per se of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry, but rather on that which it symbolizes and communicates to the world. We see in the Rambam, in the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvos, Zos ha-mitzvah asher anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem ha-emuna ha-zos ha-amitis ba-olam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is not to always refuse to do the sin of Avodah Zarah, but rather to communicate to the world that we believe in God and we shouldn't allow anyone to be misled. Velo nita'ehu lachashov shekafarnu, afal pi shelibeinu ma'amin bo yisaleh. Even if a person has complete emunah in God, and therefore, if he bows down to an idol, he doesn't mean it at all. And in fact, a person who bows down to an idol without intention doesn't violate the sin of Avodah Zarah, because the halacha is that a mishtachav el tzelem v'libo l'shamayim doesn't violate Avodah Zarah, but rather the mitzvah is lo nita'ehu, don't communicate or create an ambiguity about our belief. Lo nefached mehezek shamazik, don't be scared of the force of a machriach gover, but rather be sure to be in farsem ha'amuna ha'amitis ba'olam. Our mitzvah is to publicize our belief to the outside world. Thus we understand when the Rambam describes Kiddush Hashem and Hilchos Yisodei Torah, the Rambam says, Kishiyamod Oved Kochavim V'yanos Es Yisrael Lavor, that when an Oved Avodah Zarah comes to force a Jew to do Avodah Zarah, we're commanded to refuse. And the choice of the Rambam's language of Oved Kochavim makes you wonder whether it's necessary that the Anas is actually an Oved Avodah Zarah. Let's say a Jew would try to compel someone, a Jew, to do Avodah Zarah. Would there still be a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? And it's possible that it's particularly Kishiyamod Oved Kochavim, because the mitzvah is Lefarsem Ha'amuna Ba'olam, that we must publicize our belief to the world. And therefore it has to be someone who is an Oved Avodah Zarah, who is the audience of our Pirsum and our Kiddush Hashem. Therefore, it's interesting and perplexing that we know that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara tells us, is only in front of Asara B'nai Adam. That the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, at least for a mitzvah kala, is only in front of 10 people. And the Gemara says, Pshita Yisraelim Be'inon, it's clear that they have to be Jewish. And why do they have to be Jewish? Tichsiv nikdashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Because we know that a davish b'kedusha has to be 10 Jews to make a minyan. And the Gemara has an interesting dilemma. What about if you have 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew? Would that make a minyan for Kiddush Hashem? And the Gemara says, no. A davish b'kedusha needs to have 10 people, 10 Jewish people, to create the minyan. So the question is, if the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is to be mefarsim our amuna, to publicize our belief to those who might not think we do believe, to the outside world, ba'olam. So why is it critical that the audience of the Kiddush Hashem must be 10 Jewish people, like a davar shebe kedusha? And I think we can answer this question based on something that the Rav said, that Rav Soloveitchik wrote about, which is, to understand the way a minyan works for tefillah and for davar shebe kedusha. And tefillah, we know, is based on korbanos. And Rav Soloveitchik explained the difference between a korban hatzibur, a communal sacrifice, and a korban hashutfin, which is a korban brought by a few people who are partners in that korban. And the qualitative difference, of course, is that a Korban Sibur isn't as if all the Jews created a partnership, but it represents the Jewish nation as a whole. And similarly, Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Tefillah of the community as a whole. It's not as if you have 4 partners and you know 4 is stronger than 1, but rather Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Tefillah of the community as a whole together. And the requirements of a minyan for a tzibur, and the requirements of a minyan for a davar shebe kedusha, based on mikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, is that really a davar shebe kedusha requires the entire Jewish people. Tefillah b'tzibur is a tefillah of the entire Jewish nation together. Therefore, really we should require the entire Jewish nation to come together in order to have tefillah b'tzibur or davar shebe kedusha. But the halacha tells us that 10 people creates, symbolizes and represents the Jewish nation as a whole. And therefore, Tefillah B'Tzibur could be accomplished when 10 people are present because they represent the Jewish nation as a whole. Asara ha'nosim tefilasam b'beit ha'knesses, 10 people davening together, mitpalelas imam knesses Yisrael kulam. It's like the entire Jewish nation together is davening. Heim knesses Yisrael al kein hutra ha'kedusha b'nochechus ha'asara. Therefore, kedusha is possible in the presence of a minyan, because they represent the entire Jewish people. And I'd like to suggest that coming back to Kiddush Hashem, the requirement of 10 people for Kiddush Hashem isn't because they're the audience of the Kiddush Hashem, but rather it's when the 10 people come together and create a minyan or a davar shebe, as in the Nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, they become the representatives of the Jewish nation. and the 10 Jews together, when they are Mekadesh Hashem, they are being Mekadesh Hashem on behalf of the entire Jewish nation, like Rabbi Twersky said, that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is a mitzvah for the Jewish nation called Beis Yisrael, Bichlalam, that it's a requirement of the Jewish nation as a whole, and therefore it's accomplished when 10 people come together, and they are Mekadesh Hashem because one of them does it, and they're all supporting him and agreeing with him. It's the entire Jewish nation who has created the Kiddush Hashem, and therefore the requirement of Asara for Davar Shebekedusha for Kiddush Hashem is that it creates the ability for the entire Jewish people to create the Kiddush Hashem on behalf of Am Yisrael. Based on this, we understand that there is a debate, and the Menachas Chinuch discusses whether the Ne'anas counts for the minion of Asara. Let's say there are 10 Jews together, and one of them is forced to choose between death and keeping the Torah. And if he chooses death, there'll only be 9 afterwards. So the question is whether that's considered to be Asara, since there won't be 10 after when the Kiddush Hashem is accomplished. On the other hand, if he doesn't do it, there'll be a Chilul Hashem in the presence of 10. And based on what we're saying, that the requirement of Asara is not that they're the audience for the Kiddush Hashem, but rather they're participating in the Kiddush Hashem and creating the Kiddush Hashem, it seems obvious to me that the Ne'anas would be included in the 10, because it's the 10 together who are doing the Kiddush Hashem, and certainly he's included primarily in that grouping. So what emerges is that a Kiddush Hashem is always accomplished when the Jewish nation as a whole is represented. So what would emerge is that when it comes to the sin of Avodah Zarah, the primary demonstration of our belief in God, then we don't need a minyan, because one person, one Jew, who's called upon to communicate his belief to the world is, by definition, representing the entire Jewish nation. But when it comes to a mitzvah kala of Shas Hashmad, of a smaller mitzvah, it's not necessarily the representative of the Jewish nation. It could be just the act of one individual Jew. But the requirements of a minyan is that then, when there are 10 people together, then even that small act becomes representative of the Jewish nation. The question now is, what about the other mitzvos of Ritzicha and Gilui Arayos, the other two mitzvos where there's a requirement of dying on Kiddush Hashem, even without a minyan? The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos that we saw, when he describes the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, only discusses the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, the Isra of Avodah Zarah, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, demonstrating your belief in God. But in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam is clear that all three of the Gimel Averos are all Kiddush Hashem. So I presume the answer is that when it comes to, let's say, Ritzicha, the reason why we have to die al Kiddush Hashem is not to demonstrate our belief, but rather because of the Chomer HaIsur, because of the importance of not doing the sin of murder, which is never allowed, even when it's Bikuach Nefesh. But once we've created that halacha for Ritzicha and Gilui Arayos, and now that we have a mitzvah to die for our value of life, or for Gilui Arayos, so now it becomes a Kiddush Hashem and a demonstration of our belief and our commitment to Torah to keep that mitzvah, and therefore it becomes a Kiddush Hashem, whereas Avodah Zarah is intrinsically a Kiddush Hashem. In the shiur that I heard from Rabbi Twersky, one of the students asked him if it's considered to be a Kiddush Hashem if a Jew is killed without giving the option. In the Gemara, it's always a person has a choice, either do the Avera or you'll be killed. But what if a Jew is just killed without giving a choice of you can live if you do the sin? And Rabbi Twersky responded and said that it's clear to him that it is considered to be a Kiddush Hashem. And his proof was that the paradigm of Kiddush Hashem in the Rambam is Hanani Mishal Vazarya of Rabbi Akiva Vachavirov, the Haruge Malchus who were killed. And he pointed out that Rabbi Akiva, it wasn't that he was given an option, he was taken by the Romans and murdered. It wasn't that he said, okay, if you do Avodah Zarah, we'll let you live. So we see that even when there's no option, it's still considered to be a Kiddush Hashem and the paradigm of Kiddush Hashem. And the reason is, said Rabbi Tversky, was that Rabbi Akiva chose to continue to live his lifestyle, and he continued to learn Torah, knowing the consequences that a Jew could be killed for maintaining his Judaism. And therefore, when he's ultimately taken to be killed, even though he wasn't given an option, he did choose it, and it's considered to be a Kiddush Hashem. And in this line of reasoning, we would think that any Jew who lives a Jewish lifestyle, a Torah lifestyle, knowing the consequences that a person might be killed for that reason alone, and then he's killed without being given a choice, that person did die al Kiddush Hashem and fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because it was by choice that they chose the Torah lifestyle and the Torah life and the Torah identity, and they were implicitly committed to giving their life for it because they knew the possible consequences from the outset. In closing, the Rav also wrote that when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's not only the fact that a minyan represents the entire Jewish community, but a tzibur represents the entire Jewish community throughout history. Knesset Yisrael choveches avar hove ve'atid. Hanosas tefilasa im kol minyan Yisrael. That every minyan is representative of not just the Jewish nation at that present moment, but of all of history. And if we extend the same to Kiddush Hashem, it means any Jew who represents a Jewish people and dies al Kiddush Hashem represents the entire Jewish nation and throughout all of history. And possibly for that reason, the Rambam mentions the historic Mekad Sheshem Shamayim, Chanani Mishal V'Azariah, Rabbi Akiva V'Chaverov, and Chaverov of all the Jews who have been willing to live Torah life and be willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice, have become the Mekad Sheshem Shamayim and represent the Jewish people at their time and of all of history as a representative of Kol Beis Yisrael, Bechlalam, the Jewish people as a whole, showing our commitment to God and being willing to pay because of our emunah.